My dear heart dwellers, this is a call to prayer, an urgent call to prayer for a plague that is to be unleashed in America. I had a dream two nights ago and was waiting for the Lord to confirm that it was to be shared. The weather was mild and we seemed to be in a recreational forest area with lakes, perhaps in the south, like Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, but that's just my guess. I'm really not sure. There were mountains in the area and a lot of expansion going on, resort condominiums on various lakes with very high hills or mountains roundabout. I was with two men dressed in suits, obviously some kind of professional government like the FBI or the CIA or the CDC, and they were driving a mid-range vehicle, clean like a rental or a fleet vehicle. They came to this area where there was a lakefront convenience store, a beach, a sandy beach, and a lake, and a recreational forest area. It seemed to be summertime or almost summer. People weren't swimming yet, but they were fishing and wearing lightweight clothing. The men were there to monitor an outbreak of a virulent, deadly, and contagious disease. I perceived that they had released the disease into the lakes in the area, or perhaps released flies and mosquitoes infected with a plague. They had just arrived, and it seemed the plague was about to begin. I had a vision of the aftermath of this plague with bodies lying on the ground, decaying from the disease. I was leading a small group of people, and we had some patriots and former Special Forces people with us, who were very aware of what was about to happen. We were seeking to move into a wilderness area where we would be hidden from them and distanced from the area where the plague was to take place. As we explored the terrain on the backside of the mountain from this particular lake, there was a rather long but smaller lake nestled between the mountains, and it should have been remote, but it had been bulldozed with roads put in and stakes where property lines were, reminded me somewhat of the Ozarks. These were to be eventually deep state condominiums. Perhaps the people that were moving into the area had vaccines to protect them. In any case, it was apparent we would have to go to a much more remote area to be safe from what was going on. It seemed that area would be mountainous and remote. Heart dwellers, these people who have been grooming our government for destruction have no qualms about eradicating innocent people in pursuit of their nefarious goals. Please pray for them and that this plague will not happen or will be lessened. Ezekiel, who is doing very well, by the way, and has had a definite healing and turned a corner and is recovering, still, the Lord comes to him with a burden, and it involves suffering pain, and he's been in pain all day today, which is very unusual, and he's been praying especially hard against this plague. That seems to be the thing that is at the top of the Lord's intercession list right now, and that was my confirmation to release it to you. I have many dreams about the New World Order, but I don't put them up because I don't see that they're really necessary. They're just extremely dreary and harsh and government controlled and regulated and trapped, and it's just, they're nasty, nasty dreams. But this particular dream has haunted him all day while his pain shot up to a 7 during intercession. So please, please pray this will be stopped. And as I mentioned about Ezekiel, yes, he has had 2 healings, actually. And amazing things are happening with his body, is recovering. But during this recovery process, there are times when he gets a setback, and we feel that it's quite deliberately a suffering of intercession. And then all the symptoms will disappear and everything will be normal. And this is something I'm going to have to write about in the near future, because it's definitely something the Lord does allow. So at this point, I asked the Lord if he had anything to say. Jesus began, "I have indeed given you this dream to circulate and pray against events such as these. Those who hate your country will stop at nothing to wreak havoc and try to unseat your government. But as I've told you before, I am praying with you, my praying army, and your prayers have so far stopped every foul event planned by those who have no regard for human life and recklessly use it to promote their agendas. There are still many in your country who are ignorant of what is being done to them and what has been planned against them. And now that it's being exposed, they are desperate to destroy your president and his administration to restore the destabilization process of your government and industry in America. I will not allow this to happen if you pray. You are not the only one, Claire, to be warned of this event. There are others, and I wish for you to come forth and share what I have entrusted to you. Your warnings will raise the alarm and cry for the army of my prayer warriors to pray against this plague. I need your prayers. Without them, this plague will happen. It is up to you, my people, to stop this with prayer. Already many of my shut-ins and intercessors are praying against something very dark and bad without understanding exactly what it is. I am sending out the call to arms. Arm yourselves with prayer and fasting as you can and pray this will be stopped. If not, there will be tragic loss of innocent lives. I'm counting on you, my people.